Well, first of all, I don't really ever really think about the money. I played two games so far. I have a lot to go out there and prove, and this is going to be a heck of an opportunity.
What's your focus been this offseason in getting better for next year?
I think just consistency. I mean, obviously, we need to get the ball in the end zone, and that's pretty apparent to anybody who watched us, and that's just one thing that we're really working on.
How excited are you about this opportunity?
I'm pumped. It's going to be fun. I'm going to enjoy it. Just go out there and play fast. And have
two-part question, Tim. Yeah. One, all the naysayers say, well, can Savage stay healthy? And number two, how do you feel about all the buzz of the Texans taking a quarterback in one or two, and automatically that guy becomes a fan favorite?
Yeah, I think both of those things are things that I can't control, so I'm not really worried about it. With the naysayers and all that stuff, it's funny. People always ask me about that stuff, like the doubters and the naysayers. I'm going out there to play for everybody in that locker room and everybody who believes in me. And anybody else, I just kind of shake off, and then they can draft whoever they want.
Would your mindset have changed any if they would have brought in another veteran, or would it have been the same?
No. I mean, that's kind of – luckily for me, through the process I've been these past 3 years with this team, it's been the same thing. Just keep going out there and just keep doing what you can control, and that's how it is.
Speaking of the things that you can control, what are you doing with the different receiving targets that you have in the off season, above and beyond what is just required by just the off season program?
You know, it's funny. I was talking to Hop about it a little bit. I just think communication is going to be key this year. And I had a couple of the guys over and just hang out and talk. And I mean, at the end of the day, we got to be boys. We got to go out there. We got to have some fun, and we got to be able to communicate with each other. If they want to get after me on the field, that's fine. Just let's communicate. Let's be on the same page, and at the end of the day, let's just have some fun.
Tom, you've been working toward this since you were a kid, obviously, but, you know, all over the place in college, all the work here. Do you feel like in some ways your time has come and you are ready for this, and you put in the years to be ready for this moment?
Absolutely. I mean, this is a tremendous opportunity, and I can't wait to get out there and get cracking.
What has O'Brien said to you just in terms of, you know, trying to prepare you for this? Obviously, it's going to be months and months before you play a game,
yeah.
But the real work does start now, and to be ready for week one, you have to be ready right now.
Yeah, I think a lot of things, obviously, we can't be on the field right now and stuff, but I think a lot of it's just in terms of leadership and like I said, communication with the guys and making sure we're all on the same page going and heading into OTAs and then even training camp.
Injuries are part of the game, and it's something
right.
that some oftentimes it's very difficult to control. But
yeah.
Is there anything that you feel like within your game that you can control and that you can work on to make sure that you're on the field as much as possible?
Yeah, I mean, hopefully this is the last time we talk about the injuries. But I went through and I watched all my injuries from the past and stuff, and I think a lot of them can be avoided just with experience. I mean, let's just be real. I mean, rookie year, that's whatever. And the second year with the shoulder, I mean, it's fourth preseason game, throw the ball away. I'm not Michael Vick. I shouldn't be rolling around trying to make a play. And then last year, I need to get a yard and get down. I don't need to be Mike Allstadt and run through there and try and get 4 yards in a quarterback sneak. And those are all things that you'll learn and adapt. And I'm very confident in myself coming into this year that I'll be available. And I'm excited.
Tom, what was your immediate reaction when you found out Brock had been traded and also that Romo would not be coming here?
Well, to be honest, those are two guys that aren't here right now, so I can't really comment on them. But, I mean, that's just the way this is. This is a business, and this is it's a job, but it's a heck of a job. So,
how soon did you come back, start working out, getting ready?
How soon? I've been back here for quite a bit.
Did you take off a week or 2 weeks?
Yeah, I mean, I went down. I had to kind of be a dad for a little bit and kind of learn how that works. And then other than that, yeah, just get back. And I didn't want to be away from the wife too much.
A few of the players have talked about they liked how upset you were when you didn't get to go back into the Titans game.
Right.
Could you talk about your reaction when you found out you weren't going back?
You know, it's tough because it's just as a competitor, you want to be out there and you want to play. And over such a play like that, I mean, going down and getting dinged up, but I think the refs did a really good job of doing their job and and all that concussion protocol, but obviously you want to be out there and you want to be playing with your guys.
Tom, in terms of now that you've been in the system for a while, how much confidence does that give you? And do you feel like now you can play faster? That's one thing people say is they'd like to see you get the ball out even quicker.
Yeah.
Than you have.
Yeah, I mean, this just being in the system for, this is going on my fourth year now. Obviously, this is the longest offense I've ever been in my life, and it's going to be fun. I mean, I think just going forward and stuff, it's we got to be able to play fast, and ultimately we got to be able to protect the ball, because with the defense and the team that we have, it's that's going to be the key to this deal.
Tom, do you expect a competition come training camp, or are you kind of expecting to be kind of thrust into the starter's role initially?
I'll never expect to be the starter. I'm always going to play like I'm the third string guy and trying to make the team, and that's how I'm going to play, regardless if I'm a fifth year starter or whatever. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to play hard, and nothing in this league is going to be handed to you. So you got to go out there and you got to earn it every day.
When you look back on film last season, other than communication, what is something that you took away from your film last year?
Well, I thought it was good to go out there and play. I mean, that's one thing that I haven't been able to do, is go out there in a real live regular season game and go out there and play and move the ball a little bit. Obviously, the no touchdowns deal, that is what it is, and that's something that we're going to improve on, and I'm going to give the ball to those playmakers and let them go make a play.
Tom, you've seen so many quarterbacks, I mean, friends that you've been in the film with come and go, and O'Brien is hard in quarterbacks, but he also has a proven track record with quarterbacks. Right. What's your relationship like with Bill, and what is it like to be a quarterback in Bill O'Brien's system?
Yeah, I mean, I love the guy. I mean, that's what I look forward to, is going to practice every day, and he's going to be hard on me, and that's what you want as a quarterback. And he's the type of guy who's always talking shop with you, and just that's the type of guy you want to go out there and you want to brawl for.
Tom, this offseason looks like you'll get the lion's share of the reps if you do. What will that mean to you? Because that's not really been your position in the past.
I mean, it's going to be awesome. I think, like you said, I never got that opportunity. But, like, the past 3 years, every rep you get, you got to take advantage of it. And, obviously, I'll be getting some more this year, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Even the most patient of Texan fans have been waiting for the offense to be consistent and to be an asset to the team and not just rely on the defense. What do you have to tell Texan fans on what to expect for this upcoming year and changes that you would be seeing?
Listen, we're going to go out there and we're going to – I have a funny feeling we're going to go out there and we're going to have some fun out there and we're going to play fast. And that's really all I can say right now. Obviously, not being out there and taking the reps and stuff, we got to see. But there's one thing I can say to Texan fans, and then – don't doubt those guys in that locker room, because they're going to go out there and they're going to play hard. And yeah, it's going to be fun to see.
Obviously, ideally, you'd have been on the field consistently year after year, going all the way back to college in a starting role, chemistry with receivers, so on. But do you think that, given your history and how much inconsistency there's been, there's almost an experience that comes with that you can step in? In what would be your, if you were to win the starting job, first full season as a starter, and kind of take it and run with it on day one?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I bounced around quite a bit in college, and I think a lot of that journey kind of made me who I am today, and then just going forward, and this is a heck of an opportunity, and I'm really pumped for it. And like I said, I got to go out there every day and earn it. And that's kind of the mindset that was instilled in me through this whole process.
Tom, the fact that
JJ answers your question, I'm sorry.
The fact that JJ is coming back, what does that mean to your side of the ball?
I mean, just protect the ball, because he's going to get it back for you, and he's one of the greatest defensive players of all time, and it's a heck of a teammate, and he's a good dude.
You got a new quarterback coach in Sean Ryan, who, of course, was here last year. What do you think about him and what he brings to the table as far as being a quarterback coach?
He's a very personable person. You know, you can go up to him and you can ask questions. I really bonded with him a lot last season. I know me and Brandon were really, really excited to go to work with him. And it's going to be a fun room. It's going to be a peaceful room, and we'll go out there and we'll have some fun.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.